John Agnew of the Bryan Police Department. And so we were supposed to have had all the disappointing statistics about people disobeying, crossing railroad tracks illegally and things like that.
Yeah, Bill did such a good job of promoting and advertising our Operation Railroad that we were working on this afternoon, and come to find out it just didn't happen. So I was trying to gather statistics and see if we even got out there, and bad news, or good news for some people. We didn't get the train down that we thought we were going to have for that, and some logistical things happened, and so we're going to reschedule it and push it back to another date. So, still a good time to talk about, railroad safety, and the traffic safety unit is out there, talking about going around those lowered gates. And we had in January a fatality with a pedestrian on the tracks. And we're also trying to educate people about, just not stopping on the tracks. Sometimes it happens because of traffic. It just puts you in a bad position. If you can kind of predict when you come to tracks, I don't want to get stuck there. That'll help prevent you from, getting pulled out of the pack or something like that.
It's certainly a lot easier to stop before the tracks, see that you have space ahead of you, and then cross into a safe place as opposed to, as you mentioned, being caught.
Yeah, and sometimes the road will dictate that. Most tracks, especially out in rural areas, you'll have free rein, go over it. But, traffic won't dictate sometimes where you'll get stuck. So just trying to predict where you're going to be. You don't want, especially if you have a standard or a large truck, you don't want to stall out, or truck or trailer. You may have heard some comments from Sergeant Peters last year about that. If your vehicle stalls out on the tracks and here comes a train, it's going to be an ugly situation. So, that's why that law is there. So just think about it when you're crossing those tracks.
Two things I do appreciate, though, from the information you gave us. One is to look twice. Just don't assume that the first look, because usually that first look is just a quick flash, and if you really pay attention,
it's just like when you were taught in driver's school. You look left, you look right, and then you look left one more time in case anything changed by the time you were checking to the right, because things happen. Pedestrians, 18-wheelers, trains. You think you'd see a train, you really would, but you'd be surprised.
And the second thing being, just how fast a train gets to where you are.
Yeah.
You were talking about, 18 football fields? That's how long it takes for a train to stop.
Oh, yeah. And, those trains are heavy, and it takes, as everyone knows, it's just simple physics. It takes forever for those things to stop, and it's a helpless feeling for those engineers and conductors on board when they see something happen in front of them. There's nothing they can do.
And then after that, when law enforcement and the rest of emergency services arrive, that's just a really tragic situation.
Right, as we experienced in January.
Yeah, and my daughters have lost friends to something like that.
Yeah.
And this was really even before the advent of cell phones and smartphones, and usually the distractions in the good old days when I was young.
So many distractions.
It used to be just radios or just plain conversation with somebody, but there are so many distractions.
Right. Let's be safe out there.
And not only, the railroad crossings, but other traffic things too.
We'll find out when the next one of those is going to be, and we'll get you the dates on that. I do appreciate you helping promote the safety of the citizens in the Brazos Valley, and I appreciate the citizens' understanding in that situation.
What else do we have on the docket today?
Well, last week we had our Bryan Police Department Award Ceremony, where we recognize officers from the year 2010. This is where officers receive medals or citations for things they've done well. And also it's the time where we pick out the Officer of the Year and the Sergeant of the Year, et cetera. This year's Officer of the Year was Officer Alice Anderson. She's been with us for 29 years. She works in the schools. She's an SRO, which is a school resource officer. She's been doing that for many years. A lot of you who are probably grown up now may remember her when you were younger, Officer Anderson. So she did a great job this last year and got awarded for it. She was ecstatic about it. It's a great honor, 29 years to get Officer of the Year. I'm sure that's a great feeling. You got Sergeant David Slanker over CID. He's in charge of property crimes. They solved a lot of cases last year. He led his team of detectives to close out many, many cases, and he was recognized by his peers and subordinates. and awarded the Supervisor of the Year. And then it goes on. We have our Detective of the Year, which was Detective Travis Hines. He did a great job. Our Field Training Officer of the Year, which is Officer Corey Owens. You know, the new officers, when they get out of the police academy, you know, they go through a mini academy, more firearms, more driving, more handcuffing stuff. And then they got to go to a field training officer. And that's someone who has the patience to train another officer to do all of that. And Officer Corey Owens did a great job of that. A lot of the new guys just really appreciate the way he spoke. They spoke to him, spent time with them, and it takes a lot of work to do that. It takes a year from getting hired to on the street on your own. It takes about a full year to get someone out there, an officer on their own on the streets. And then Reserve Officer of the Year is Marlon Krause. He's done a great job with the reserves and training them at the Bryan Police Department. And our Civilian of the Year was Mrs. Billy Smith. She is the senior crossing guard person, and she's in charge of all the other crossing guards, and it takes a lot of work to do that. They got to be there early in the mornings, get all the kids across safely, and be there in the afternoons at their posts.
All kinds of weather.
All kinds of weather. And you know why? My hat's off to her, because if she's not doing it and they're not doing it, then guess who's doing it, Bill? I'll probably be out there doing it. You know, it keeps officers on the streets answering calls, and we do appreciate those civilians that help us do that. So I applaud all of these officers and civilian for doing a great job. We had a great awards banquet. We had General Ramirez from TAMU, Corps of Cadets come out, the Commandant there, did a great motivational speech, and then we had Mayor Dostanchek MC for us. So everyone coming together to support the Bryan Police Department, and then we're, you know, patting each other on the back saying, good job, way to go.
Well, and you need that opportunity.
Yeah.
And you should have that opportunity.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Job well done by all.
Don't forget, amnesty ends Friday. Warrant roundup starts Saturday, or as they say, Saturday. So, you know, if you have any questions, if you have a warrant, you might be wondering, did you not make a payment? Are you behind? 209-5400, 209-5400. They're going to help you with any questions you have, whether or not you have a warrant, how to pay it, online, in person, whatever. They'll help you with all that stuff. So it starts Saturday. It's going to go for 2 weeks. They'll be hunting people who are have outstanding tickets.
Not inexpensive.
Yeah.
And it'll save you some money if you get it taken care of by Friday.
Yeah, that's right. It'll save you a $50 warrant fee, and you won't go to jail. You know, they're just looking to close out their dockets. They got a lot of cases backing up and stuff like that. And sometimes it just helps a little knock on the door, a little phone call, a little email sometimes will just motivate people who've been procrastinating to get it done because, hey, Bill, tax returns are coming in. So it's a good time to take care of those fines. And then you can get that off your chest. You don't got to worry about it anymore.
All right, very good. Again, John Agnew, Bryan Police Department, visiting with us here on Tuesdays here on News Talk 1620 WTAW.